Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 yo! It's your boy. I'm in this building today, man. We got a hell of a show. This show right here might be critical. I got a special guest, though, today, you know. It's your host. I am him. Logged in, mouth full of talk, ready to go. I got a guest in the building. I'm pretty sure y'all done paid attention to, you know, I'll be posting the CDs, the mix CDs from HCE, Hidden Color Empire. It's my boy, my nigga, brother from another mother. Middles, what it do, man? I'm glad you at the show, man. Glad you up in here, man. What it do?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on? No, I'm a fan of the show, first of all. The people and everything. So I suppose I've been over here a long time ago.
Oh man, it's all good though, man. It's all good. We still keep it going. We, you know, keep the music pumping and everything. But it's cool, you know, to have you in here on this particular show for real, because it's dynamic between the difference in our age. We can shed a little light on the perception on this particular topic real smooth. So, you know, like I say, it's a you know, what the Christians would say, it's a blessing. But yeah, you know. But, you know, today's show, like I said, race, hate, and the police force. New to who? New to who, bruh? Look, the thing is, man, we've been dealing with this for so long that I don't even know why people still pretend like it's new to them. Man, ain't nothing going to change, man, with that particular thing, because that's a rock-solid faction. It was created to be rock-solid. Thing is how we operate around it and between it to keep yourself from even being involved with the situation. I don't want my son to even know that type of situation exists. So what I want to do is go into, I know in our city, we're in Cleveland, Ohio, y'all know what we do. We got a lot of stuff in the media right now that's going on with certain police brutalities, you know what I'm saying? And it's really hitting home down here. First of all, I want to say, I'm just going to break it in. It's not new to me at all. I've been dealing with this, growing up on the street or whatever, and being outside a lot in the 90s, we were subject to a lot of that that race hate brutality or that race hate harassment, where at the point then, we couldn't recognize that that's what it was. It was, all right, the police, they try to stop us from hanging out or whatever the case was. And then later we got older and started to do the numbers on the whole situation.
But was it as bad as back then to now?
I mean, it was worse. It just wasn't televised. We don't see.
Okay,
see, we don't never see.
So yeah, you don't see it. You know,
right?
Everything now is a camera in any corner. Like,
right.
Every time you do a crime, you got to let this video out there. Put a camera right here, and I get caught.
Exactly. So you know.
Anytime you get in a fight, everybody pull out that camera.
Yeah. So that it was there, but we didn't know it. The first time I got aware was when they offered the KKK to do that rally downtown.
Oh, I remember that when I was
right.
A kid.
Now remember, 60% of the police force couldn't be at work if they wanted to participate because they were Klan. A lot of them had to get dressed underground and then come up in their hood because you were an officer. So this been in existence. What I'm trying to tell people is we don't have to really feed into that per se. If somebody don't like me, that's cool. Me per se, I'm not totally against that little race thing because, let me tell you something, I use an example one of my old students told me. I would rather you tell me flat out when I'm in a restaurant, I would rather it say on the window, no blacks allowed. At least I know you being open and I know where not to spend my money.
With the code basically saying like the code word. Like they hide.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is later.
Be open so I'll know. Shoot. You don't like me.
I experience it every day at work, man.
It's a job.
Yeah, every day.
But we ain't going to put the name of the job out there, but, you know, is it a bigger job?
Yes, big corporate.
Okay, so, yeah, so under them circumstances, I'm pretty sure you do experience it all day, every day. Is it some union work there?
Yes.
Okay. When we're dealing with union, that's another situation. Construction. Like all these situations that layered on race hating. And when I say hate, I don't mean just particularly you don't like me. I mean you hate the fact that I'm trying to even get above you on a status level.
Yeah, they always want to keep it clear.
Yeah, so it goes deeper than the color. It go down to I'm going to try to stop you from eating because this going to feed your family. So it's a deep situation. But Yeah, but since you're on the show, we ain't gonna veer too much off of it. But what's been up with the? A lot of people ask me about the music. So they've been wanting to know, you know, when we gonna do some old shit or whatever. You know, I tell them, you know, it's coming. Don't rush it because, you know what I'm saying, good food comes with time and seasoning. So it's coming, you know. Like I said, I got him in here, y'all. It took a minute, but we in here. We in the building.
Sorry for the wait, man.
You know, to the Gritty Law Blog Talk Radio, man, you know.
So we reconnected right now.
Yeah. Talking to, you know, we trying to get some
new platform.
Yeah, this is new. Yeah, this is new right here. We got new ideas and just new stuff, period. Like you say, this is a new platform for you?
It's a new platform. You talk into the mic. Digitally affecting it, putting different sound waves and all that good stuff.
And it goes down, man. We got to keep going, man. This season and Cleveland is on the uprise. This not the mistake on the lake no more. We on a rise. And what I want to.
That's true.
Yeah.
They put the spotlight on us right now.
That's what I'm saying. So us citizens of this city, we need to harness the energy. Harness the energy and then rake in off that revenue. So my thing is, if you got a small business and you in Cleveland and you see how we thriving, now is the time to capitalize on that. You know what I'm saying? If you got any mom and pop store, right now is the time to capitalize. Maximize your promotion. Maximize the way in which you promote and sell so you can maximize on this revenue that's coming in, because we got the Cavs doing good. We got the National Republican Convention coming here. That's going to bring in so much money. You see what I'm saying? So Dan Gilbert just took control of all the casinos. That's a lot of outside revenue that's coming to the city, and we can actually build as a community, putting it back together. But we do have to deal with the race hate on the police force, because you can't have a thriving community when your protective force is against the ones that's trying to thrive in the community.
Yeah, I'm not all the way familiar. But I think you could touch on this when I said, do most people know, like, what police originally started off come from? I think you should address that, too. You think that'll fit in here?
I mean,
from what I read, the police was made to protect slave owners' property.
Yeah, that's what
it
does. Yeah, exactly. So that lets you know from the origin that who the power was behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And really, I'm going to go a little further. I'm glad you touched on that. When you go a little further, you understand the whole title, police officer, by law. Black's Law Dictionary, UCC, Uniform Commercial Codes, check it out. It will tell you that police officers have to be elected. I don't recall electing an officer, never. And another thing is the police work for you. We pay taxes, so they're supposed to be working for us. We're supposed to be able to dictate where and when we want you to protect and serve and how. We need an oversight committee to see what they need is an outside. Don't hire within. You can't bring down or control or dictate or shape and change nothing from the inside. It has to be an outside looking in to where they can clearly recognize your errors and your ways. We need an outside source that can oversight the activities of the police. Something like us, a mini committee, who when stuff go on, we come out and make sure that this is what was seen, this is what was said, this is what's going on, and you held accountable. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go back to that 137 shots. You need a third party, man. You go back to that 137 shots. They're trying to get the one dude is who we're hearing about, because he fired, 40 shots. In my opinion, this would be justice. Every firearm that was discharged at this incident, you know, they're registered to the officers. Everyone that was discharged is held accountable for this particular situation.
And from what I'm hearing, some officers not even cooperating. They stick together. They cover.
I mean, yeah. Well, you know, there is a fraternal order of police. And we all know, when dealing with fraternal orders, it's the La Cosa Nostra here somewhere.
Yeah.
La Cosa Nostra meaning, for those who don't know, La Cosa Nostra is a term for this secret of ours. So that's what that is. It's a lock and key situation. So, you know, it's a game. That's the biggest gang the nation got, is the police force. So when you ran by the oppressive force, anyone that's quote-unquote titled minority under that, believe you're a target. You have to be, because think about it. This is an oppressive force in a position to apply force.
And it's almost like we're paying them to fuck.
Yeah.
Harass.
I'm paying you to put a knee on my neck.
That's a force.
And that's what's going on. Look at the Tanisha Anderson case. I don't know if you know. You heard about that one, right? The lady that was slammed by the police on her head. She went unconscious.
Oh, the lady that you talking about? The lady that was inside the police precinct, and the white officer put her knee all on her.
No, this the one.
Yeah, that's the one I'm aware. I'm aware
this,
about that.
This another one.
You said that knee. That was what came to mind.
This one was they was called out. They went to her house, and you know it was a call. They slammed her down on her head. She lost consciousness, but she died. That's actually Biz's daughter's mother. Poopy?
Yeah.
That's his daughter's mom. So it hit close to home.
Oh, okay.
We're dealing with this in the media, too. So that obsessive force situation is critical.
Lot,
ain't it?
I wonder why. We got a lot of incidents.
Man, we got a lot of incidents because
everywhere in America, but here especially, maybe because it's my home, but lately it's so much. It's like it's second nature, like they're beating this shit into you. It's to the point they desensitize.
That's what it is.
Crazy.
They beat the acceptance across your head. It happens so frequently now that you just take it into consideration that it's accepted.
I hate when my grandparents tell me, so, you can't do this. If the police pull over, you put your hands up, be respectful. What the fuck? That's crazy that I have to basically kiss their ass while they
pretty much
justify for doing what they do.
Another thing though is that's illegal for real, because you know, again, according to the UCC and more laws, real laws, once the police officer leaves his patrol car, he's out of jurisdiction. You know what I'm saying? And then when we hear them sirens and them lights, that's really only supposed to be operational under that vehicle if they're in pursuit of going to go inspect maybe an investigation. That's an emergency tactic. When we get pulled over and stuff like that, his lights and stuff shouldn't still be on.
Okay.
So they're breaking the law.
They're
breaking the law all the way around. You also have the right to tell him or her that you don't want your car searched.
Yeah, but then once you do that, call in the next little unit.
They go to the next phase, not knowing that, I don't care what you said, you still cannot enter my vehicle. Now you're going to say, well, you got probable cause. What's your probable cause?
Yeah.
You didn't smell, see, or anything suspicious. Me acting nervous or acting jittery ain't suspicious. That's me not wanting to be bothered with you putting me over for no fucking reason. So as a human being, a human reaction is, what's going on? Especially if I'm in a hurry or if I'm dealing with my kids. What's going on? I'm in a hurry. Man, look, it's being abused all the way around. All the way around the board. To the grit of it all, man. Blog Talk Radio, like I say, we here with it's a touchy subject. A lot of people might oppose what's going on, what's being said. But like I always say, I'm not telling you to take my word for it. Do a little dig for it for your own self. I mean, it's clear. It's clear out here across the nation. Within this past year, it's been clear that there's a message coming out that this is what's going on, and we ain't, look, this is what it is. We taking it on the chin, though, and we ain't doing nothing. Other countries fight their government until shit get right.
Yeah, we like, they didn't just...
They done put us to sleep.
Yeah, they done
loved us to sleep, watching TV.
They basically then forced us to the point that you damn near just want to stay in the house and not do it. You don't even want to go outside too much. Then when you do that, you turn on that motherfucking TV, it gets you.
Yep.
Go on the internet, they get you. You can't run from it.
I mean, it's basically like what you said, though. They do want you to stay in the house. That's why this media been opened up like that. You can shop from home. You can do everything from home without leaving.
Yeah.
You can order your meds. They'll drop it off. They'll deliver. My pharmacy delivers. You know what I'm saying? So you can order your pizza, your dinner. Upscale restaurants are starting to do delivery now. Albatross, deliver.
That's my spot. Shout out to him.
Yeah, shout out to Zach Brewer, the Albatross, you know, and the Zach Brewer chain. You know, good food. When y'all in Cleveland, Albatross. The Albatross, Canado, Parallax, Table 45. Man, get hit, man. Get hit to some of that good eating, man. Don't be stereotyped. There's no such thing as a specific food called soul food. All food is soul food. If you at the stove, putting your heart and soul into it and your feelings into cooking, it's soul food, man. Yeah. Fried chicken ain't soul food. And if I listen to your stereotype, then what you're saying is the only food cooked by black people got soul in it.
Pretty much. That's really what you're saying.
So if that's what you're saying, then I'll take the credit. Because that means your food ain't soulful and don't move me in no way. So even the preparations, because we don't sit around and think of ways to eat raw food, raw meat specifically. I'll eat raw vegetables.
I wouldn't even eat it unless it's all the way
good. Man, I don't see no reason.
I'm cool on the juice. They say it's juicy if you don't, but I don't want to take the blood.
It's juicy. It's bloody. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, so that the police force been doing this, man. They've been doing this. It's nothing new, man.
And then just well, we still on subject. We talked about this before, but the black officers, it seems like they got something to prove to accept the dominant society. Like, they trying to prove themselves even more. They put their foot on your neck even harder than the Caucasian officers.
I will say that, because before we got on the air, we were talking about that. And like I was saying before, it seemed like you said, it's an abuse of authority, and it goes back to the old terms. I'm going to take this back here. The house nigger versus the field nigger. So the officers would be considered house niggers because the way they act and the way they treat the public. But it's more interior because now you have black officers that treat the black citizens worse than the white officers treat the black citizens, just because now you feel like you have a little authority, you're going to abuse your own people.
Not all black officers. But
no, not all.
A lot of them, they have a cockiness. Like a swagger. But we all, black folks, we all do got some swagger.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah, kind of like a dominant presence on them. But it's just, they have like a confidence, and they just do the most, man. I'd have been harassed several times. And this police, and just, it's terrible that every time you get pulled over by the cops, you really think like this might be your last time.
Yeah, because, I mean, they do a lot of the most weirdest things, too.
Already at the gun, already got the gun as soon as they get out the car.
Now, I remember officers in the 90s, late 90s, they would do degrading stuff. Pull you over, say they smell marijuana in your car, touch your private, make you pull your pants down outside and on public, in the public, on St. Clair Avenue, broad daylight. Like, these things are degrading. So if you're trying to get a man or a woman to change their mind about criminal action, that is not the way to do it. That's making a person feel like, why not do this?
And then you harass the law-abiding citizens. You know what?
Man, it's critical, man. My grandma almost went to jail because an officer lied, said she was speeding, wasn't speeding. When he pulled her over, she cussed his ass out. He talking about, well, you know, I could take you to jail for talking to me like that. Nigga, please. You a human being. What you mean? She your elder for real.
Don't even want to say they speak,
man. I took that personal. I was taught to respect my elders no matter what the position that you played.
Yeah.
And when you disrespected her as an elder and then she raised her voice, you try to pull your badge on her. Man, come on. That's harassment. You know what I'm saying? That's harassment all the way around. Then I watch how they do the traffic. I don't agree with them little traps, because a trap is set specifically for you. Get trapped.
You had one stop and it's 35 and then switch down to 25.
In the middle of on the same street.
Yeah.
Before the next light, it goes from 35 to 25.
And you sitting there already ready.
Already. So it's
when
actually
what's going on out here you could be doing.
I told the officer that one day. He pulled me over. I was 105 and I forgot which main street. But he pulled me over and he was talking to me and whatever. He said, I turn left where it was no turn left.
you know, I agree, complain, I apologize, whatever. And then he went on to get a little cocky, so I just stated to him, out of all things that you really pressing me for turning wrong, I agree, do your job. But you stopped me because you were posted right here. You stopped me, and you sitting adjacent to a corner with 40 men selling drugs while you're waiting on people to come pass in traffic.
By my house, we got speed traps everywhere.
That's ridiculous to me. That's ridiculous. You know, it's so much more crime going on out here. For one, why don't y'all start looking for all these missing kids?
Every day they have a new one on there.
It's always some missing kids. All the shows y'all got on TV.
Don't sign up to be no Oregon dog. I know that's all subject.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that. Do not put that on your iPad.
DMV.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You might be asking for more than what you expected, brother. Maybe early release of life, you know? But that's how it go, man. I'm not justifying race hate on the police force. I'm just bringing it to you.
Oh, and I wasn't even at the march today. I'm not even really aware of everything that's going on, but I've seen a lot of different videos and Instagram on different things on Facebook. So when, you know, thousands of black people march around, you know, the police, they pop up.
Oh, we
were
doing, you know, we are in, you know, all types of
Marlo and the whole situation.
Yeah, shout out to Peter Renaissance Movement, because that was the march today. You know, we marched from MLK all the way down to East 9th to Freestamp downtown. You know, all this was just about rebuilding and becoming aware of what's going on in your city.
I ain't seen that many black folks around. Something I did. Wow.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, and when we're dealing with this race hate, what it is they applauded Cleveland for having a positive protest. What I also want to say is a positive protest only take effect if you're going to carry through with what's going on.
So when
something happens, don't just rally and say, this was wrong.
Bandway.
Come and carry through with this. That means that every day until this is resolved, we should have hundreds of people at the Justice Center or at the courthouse, hundreds of people to make sure that it's seen and handled in proper fashion. Don't go out destroying your own community, though. Don't go out tear up your own shit because, see, what's going on is they'll force you to tear up your own shit, and since it's a race situation, they're not in a hurry to rebuild your community.
They don't rebuild nothing. In the city where the majority is black or Hispanic. They don't rebuild anything.
Well, you know, because then even in our city, we got black, Hispanic, and then we got a large Oriental base.
We're in a certain perimeter.
Well, we got
a small
Spanish group when you come up into the 60s and the 50s area. In between the 50s and the 60s, down St. Clair, it's a Hispanic type of area. It's small, though. But I see what you're saying, because they got that small area, and then you have the small Asian area, and then you have us. It's like you said, it's in one concentrated area, though.
They got us all systematically set up.
Yeah, and that's why I'm really hard on people, on these mom and pops. Y'all giving, a lot of places give people, like McDonald's, probably get free coffee and stuff like that. I used to work for Burger King back years ago, and police officers drink coffee for free. Now, for one, if I don't feel like you're protecting and serving my community, right, what am I giving you anything for?
It don't feel safe at all. I feel like y'all are after.
I feel worse. Yeah, we got a lot of crime. So what? Everywhere is crime. The white collar, it's the biggest crime.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, we got to really pay attention to what's going on with this, man. Race hate on the police force, man. New to who? For real.
Do a blue collar. I refuse to do anything like that.
That shit, man, it's just terrible. That's why I say, man, like a lot of this stuff, we dealing with it on the lower scale. We not dealing with it on the higher scale because we're not properly educating ourselves so that we can maneuver correctly. You know, they putting a lot of us in prison because of lack of knowledge, not because of necessarily what you did, but you don't know that you've been over indicted. Charges is in wrong terms.
H overcharged. I know that firsthand.
They use another language too.
Over the original charge, they always hike it up on you.
Yeah.
And that's going and later on, that could hold you back from an opportunity.
Right. So what do? They use a different term, and that's where I'm saying lack of knowledge. You get pulled over, officer may say, "Hey, we got a warrant." By the time you get to court, they speak in Latin. Oh, you got a habeas corpus. Mm-hmm. Oh, what? What is that?
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what it is. So what determined you changing over the language? You only change the language because that's a language I don't know. So when you're talking to the other people in the courtroom as a public defender.
Oh, that's cold when you get out there. Traffic tickets and everything.
Man.
They want that money up out of you.
They want it. Then.
They let it go. Oh, give me that $150 or $200.
They want it.
Then the ticket only be $50, but the court cost is
Court cost going to bust your head wide open. Now, I remember one time they had a courtroom that was down there where whatever it was, and if you was held guilty, you could pay a minimum of $50 right then and, you know, go and proceed with your life and then take care of your business. But if you didn't have the $50, they was going to put you in jail.
Oh, and if you ain't really, you guilty or whatnot, let you go plead not guilty or something, even though you're not guilty for real, you go on to the case, now they hyped it up another $100-something.
Exactly. And then not to mention the conditions down there. Now, I've never been in the penitentiary, but I've been in downtown, the city jail. The conditions in which they got you living in temporarily, whatever.
Water is terrible.
It's terrible down there, man. It's terrible down in the county, man. It's terrible in the city. The city cells is built for one person only, one toilet, one cot. They is down there, two people to those cells. So where does the second person sleep? On the floor by the toilet, bruh. It's bad down there. The cops and everything stink. It's just a terrible situation for you to be trying to give us authority that should correct us.
I need to retrain. Back on these police officers, man. I really need to retrain the whole system.
Yeah. Total rebound.
And to go on a different part, in America, we need to redo the whole Constitution, everything, because it ain't even set up ever for us.
The thing is, we don't need a Constitution. The idea of the Constitution itself was all of them were slave owner sons or slave owners.
Well, that just makes fun even better. It should ain't even,
right.
It's never set up for where you work at. Any of that is not set up for you to prosper. They let a few of you in the game.
Yeah.
Taste the fruits.
A couple of tokens. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? A couple of tokens.
Let you have a little. Oh, I want to be like, I want to start a job.
Right. Just to get that fake blue. That's a success road. You know what I'm saying? So, y'all know what we do, man. To the grit of it all, Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, get back on here.
It's your host. I am him. Sitting up in here with my player partner, Middle. And, you know, this is what we do, man. Like I said, I'm going to get him in here more and more. We got some more material coming. One of my shows I'm going to dedicate to strictly playing a whole CD of Cleveland stuff. Like it or not, I got control of this. It's my station. Do what I want to do. Blog Talk Radio. This is the point, y'all know we get to this point. I like to give my special shout-out. Again, shout-out to Cleveland Renaissance Movement. Shout out to Common Heritage, Common Destiny. Shout out to the Kanimu Foundation. Shout out to the New Offset Temple. And shout out to everybody that's walking around right now awake and knowing that, man, there is no revolution without bloodshed. I'm out of here.
I might say that.